The House and Senate passed their respective bills by a slim margin. In the House, several Republicans crossed party lines, making it a 55-52 vote. Opponents say the retirement changes don't address the underlying debt issue and would punish teachers in the long run. Bill sponsor, Republican Representative Thomas Albert, says he originally wanted to close the pension system altogether, but he's happy with the compromise.
You know, I have young kids, and it's nice to be able to give them the chance in the future to have, you know, school dollars go to education.
The legislation would give new teachers two options, the 401k option with the same match as state employees, or a more costly pension 401k hybrid. I'm Shayna Roth at the State Capitol.